They love you. Hey, 624. It's Friday. Cloudy, cooler today. Temps right where they are now, around 36. Becoming cloudy. Chance of snow late tomorrow on 36. Partly sunny, 44 on Sunday. Like I said, it's 36 here at the Cumulus Compound at Toledo's Q105. Boy, you are working those M&Ms this morning there, Susan.
I work them every morning.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You have M&Ms every day. That's your breakfast.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And then you wash it down with a Pepsi and what?
I chase it down with some Pepsi.
With a half hour from now or something?
Well, yeah, in about 10, 15 minutes, I'll start the Pepsi. And then I'm good for the rest of the day.
You're a routine person like me. I love that. Hey, look who's over there. It's Yomi! 320. It's Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
I have not spent enough time with you lately.
No,
and it was good seeing you last night, as always. I'm remote at Bar 145. By the way, Saturday we'll be together again.
We will.
So we get a weekend thing, Susie, from 11 to 1. We'll be at the golf show, which is at Tam O'Shanter. So 11 to 1 on Saturday. Come out and see us.
Yeah, it was pretty nice to go find Denny and Andy Stewart underneath an umbrella in the rain with a cigar. Very, very close to each other.
It was.
Oh, you were close.
When I needed him to come in and do something real quick. Yeah,
they were. He needed me to do a break. He's like, dude, you got a break. I'm like, I'm almost done. Give me a minute.
And they were abnormally close, but hey,
well,
whatever.
You had to be. We were cuddling. And then I left my umbrella at Bar 145. But I'm going back to get it because that's nice umbrella. It cost me like $10. It's one of those kinds where you hit the button and it pops up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, most people leave their umbrellas behind. No.
Mm-mm.
I always go back and get it. Always. I don't care where it is. I at least make the effort, you know.
Yeah, right. No,
I'm not
I'm
made
with
of
you,
money.
Dude.
All right, Paul, enough of the pleasantries. Did you hear the big news? Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux have broken up, which means they're opening the door for Jen and Brad to get back together. Your thoughts?
My initial thought was I was going to send an open invitation out to Jennifer that I'm going to have to comfort her like I did Olivia Munn back in the day.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Something leads me to believe that maybe Hollywood's little princess there, something might be wrong with her. She's been having some issues here the past 20 years. She can't keep a man for anything. Now, I hate to say that. I mean, I like the lady, but...
Wait a minute. What if it's him? What if he's the problem? Why are you blaming her?
Hold on. I don't want to, but Brad Pitt, and then the guy after her, and then Justin Theroux.
Brad Pitt dumped her.
Understood.
For Angelina Jolie. And how'd that work out?
Yeah, I know, but...
1,000 kids later, they're apart.
But it's just... wow.
And no, I don't think it's her. They never look like a couple.
I don't want it to
be. Did they ever look like a couple?
Who, Brad and Jen, or Jen and Justin?
No, Brad and Jen did.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Peas and pod, those
two. I think that's ship has sailed. I'm not sure, but it's sailed back to
Asia
to get some more kids. But
I don't think so.
I don't know if I just I don't know, man. I don't want to say it, but I just think she just might something might be going
it's not
on
her.
Her.
Okay,
you don't
Brad,
want it to be. You don't want it to be. I know
right.
you don't.
No, I don't think it is. All right, but they. I don't think they ever look like a couple. First time I saw them, I'm like, they don't go together. You know what I mean? They just don't. There's some people you look at them, and it's like. I don't know how that works.
He looks more like he should be with Megan Fox or like...
Yeah.
Justin and Megan Fox, maybe. That's just the dark vampire. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he's creepy.
And the one eyebrow, he sometimes... When
she's too pretty for him.
Like,
the one eyebrow.
She's too pretty for him.
He raises the one eyebrow in the picture.
So there you go. Hopefully everybody will be able to get through their day today, knowing that... but see, the upside is Jennifer and Brad, maybe they got a shot now.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Getting it back together, so that's awesome. All right, today's blog. Text the word Denny, D-E-N-N-Y, to 419-240-1055, and my blog comes to you. Today, it's another friggin' reboot. Now, is this a movie? I didn't watch it all the way through.
Web series.
Okay, it's a web series. What does that mean?
That means it sucks, right?
It couldn't get on regular
TV.
It's going to be an extended, probably, movie or like a very, very short series of a couple episodes.
YouTube is about to bring back, you ready? The Karate Kid.
What?
In a new web series starring Ralph Macchio and William Zabka, who played Johnny in the original. And it's going to pick up 30 years later. And guess what? They still have beef. Something's going on in the trailer. Did you watch the trailer, Paul?
Oh.
Because he wants to bring back Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai never died.
You want to watch the trailer, text the word Denny to 419-240-1055. Here's a little sample of it.
Fighting positions. Oh, yeah.
I just don't know why you'd ever want to bring back Cobra Kai.
We're not trained to be merciful here. Mercy is for the weak.
Yeah.
You may know the moves, but none of that matters unless you have balance.
Ooh, gotta have the balance, Susie.
Are you ready to learn the way of the fist?
Yes. Yes, Sensei!
Yes, Sensei!
Not the way
Johnny,
of the fist.
You and I, this, we aren't done.
We aren't done. No, we're not done, man.
Something told me 6 months ago that this was going to be like a comedy thing, like it would be a little more tongue-in-cheek, but I think that was just like the behind-the-scenes. I think they're trying to make a drama out of this thing, like a big, yeah, intense thing.
I have never seen Karate Kid. And
oh,
I
come
have
on!
No,
are you kidding me?
Susie!
No!
What are you doing?
Hold on, first off.
Not even with Ralph in it.
I'm emotionally like, weak no. because of Jennifer Aniston's marriage is over, but what? I'm also excited because maybe she'll get back with Brad. And then you drop this bomb on me at 6:30 on a Friday.
I'm the only woman that has never watched
Quit pushing
Karate
Schaefer
Kid,
so
nor
much.
Nor has a desire to watch. No.
The original Karate Kid and the one with Will Smith's kid. Not bad, but
oh, okay,
the
yeah.
first one is so much better. Arnold from Happy Days is on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, right, right.
So add this to your list. What else have you seen? I know
Back
any
the
of
future.
The Back to the Futures. Have you seen Dirty Dancing?
Yes. Okay. Just, oh, that was so true.
Have you seen Rocky?
Yeah, I like Rocky with the Russian.
Oh, that's stupid.
I will break you.
I must break
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I must
that was
break
the best
you.
Rocky.
He didn't break him. No, it was not. Yeah. One and two. Everything after mm-hmm. that sucked. Or no, Mr. T, when was he? Anyway,
number
regardless.
Three.
Oh, three.
There's some other classics you haven't seen, though.
Brew has never heard of Rain Man. We had to educate him the other day.
Have you seen Rain Man, Susie?
Not in its entirety.
Oh, my gosh. You need to stay home this weekend and watch some movies.
But
that's
guys, I would
do.
Think Brew would know Rain Man. Like, I think Rain Man's a guy thing.
Definitely.
Too.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely Brew yeah. should wow. know that movie. All right. That is.